Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the boss of Vodafone, and we'll be looking at the central bank's quarterly review and all the markets as usual as NASDAQ hits a fresh record high. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Lorcan Allen in the Business Post reports that Enterprise Ireland has launched plans to stimulate a new wave of global Irish business giants with the potential to rapidly scale to 1 billion euros. The state agency has met with around 50 Irish businesses it believes can be supported to grow into the next generation of Indigenous multinationals like CRH, Ryanair and Kerry. It's understood that its plans centre on encouraging Irish firms to pursue strategic mergers and acquisitions as a means of fast-tracking their growth. The plan is aimed at firms across a range of sectors that the state agency believes can quickly generate annual sales of up to 1 billion euros or more. Family companies, as well as those backed by private equity and venture capital, are being considered under the plans. Laura Slattery in the Irish Times reports that Currency Media, the company behind the Currency website, has increased its annual profit to €344,000. Newly filed accounts show. Its performance underlines how its business model is paying off, according to its chief executive. The company, founded by the financial journalist Tom Lyons and former Business Post editor Ian Kyo, began publishing in 2019 and entered profit in its second full year of operation. It has now recorded three successive consecutive years of profit, with figures for the year to the end of September 23 compared to the profit of €301,000 in the prior 12-month period. The Currency has about 6,200 paying subscribers or members, up from 6,000 a year ago, he said, and the majority of the membership base signed up to an annual rather than monthly subscription. And this increases financial stability and reduces the likelihood of churn. The Irish Examiner reports that Eurostat data has shown that the European labour costs rose by a hefty 5.1% in the first quarter, accelerating from 3.4% in the last 3 months of 2023. This comes after the ECB said it was confident that inflation would fall back to its 2% target next year, despite some noisy inflation on the way. There's a fair amount of confidence about the destination in the second half of next year, the regulator's chief economist Philip Lane said. At its June 6 policy meeting, the central bank raised its forecast for inflation this year and next, even as it cut interest rates, leaving some investors scratching their head about its intentions. Some market participants have started to doubt that prices in the eurozone will behave as the central bank expects, particularly after strong wage and inflation in the past few weeks.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.